Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Dr. Tong. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We have an exciting show to present to you today, and as always, our message is that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by cured, we mean that you do not need to take your medication, you do not have to have surgery, using our method.
Yeah, we are eliminating all your symptoms, and eventually you would not even need our treatment. Just stay on the diet we recommend. You will be symptom-free, you have more energy, you'll be healthier, and you don't need any treatment of any kind, including ours.
Well, we have a lot of patients that come for a tune-up every once in
a while.
That
is because they are not disciplined on their food or they're stressed out.
Or they have too much stress, and that's actually the number one.
Number one is food, too.
I think stress more than food, because if you're not stressed out and you have a very good outlook,
you're not stressed out with today's what the government doing, you are not normal.
But everyone has stress, so anyway,
except the government.
Well, I want to recap our show from last week. We had Martin and Lydia with us. They're from Chula Vista, both 81 years young, who started to come see us in end of 2009 for a list of problems. Lydia was suffering from severe problems with breathing, chest pain, abdominal pain, numbness and coldness in her arms and legs. She was going to the emergency room once a month. And every time...
Six times.
For 6 months, she was going to the emergency room. And towards the end, one doctor had recommended her to get open heart surgery for her valve.
From the angiogram, which is very invasive.
And the angiogram actually caused a hematoma in her body, which also took a long time for her to recover. They started coming to us because she did not want to have surgery.
Well, she did not have the open heart surgery.
Well, actually, she didn't have the open heart surgery, because then she went to the emergency room the next month, and the doctors looked at the records and said, oh, there's nothing wrong with your heart. It's basically a stomach problem, and discharged her with Pepcid AC.
So just guess how many people have unnecessary open heart surgery and actually do not get better or get worse. That's how we have our healthcare crisis.
Right. Open heart surgery is very, very invasive. It causes a lot of... Anytime you have surgery, will cause a lot more blockage, because you get a lot of scar tissue. Every time you open up a huge... if it's the abdominal cavity or the chest wall cavity, you leak out a lot of chi, actually.
Yes.
So it's very, very taxing and harmful for the body. And it's because, if humans weren't so resilient, I don't even know how they... they survive because it's a very invasive surgery. And then all the scar tissue causes more blockage. So when we have open heart surgery patients, post-open heart surgery patients come to us, we like to inject the scar a lot to help break up that scar tissue and help to increase flow of circulation.
Well, the best way to treat all these people's problem with blockages, number one is connect the circulation so that the tiny vessels, the other vascular bed are open. Mm-hmm. The second thing is clean the arteries. To clean the artery, you have to be alkalized.
Right.
Reason why all the plaque form is because you're too acidic. The body secrete calcium from your bone, from your muscle, from your hair to neutralize it. And that's why you get calcification and a blockage.
Right.
So alkalize, and that is the solution, long-term solution.
Exactly. And that's with, you know, eating a majority of fruits and vegetables, alkaline.
Yeah, Pletikon. And when he died, he had no atherosclerosis.
Right. So back to Lydia, she came to see us, and basically now she never had to have surgery. No problems now. She's not malnourished anymore. She couldn't eat before. She's gained weight.
Younger.
She looks younger. Her hair's thicker. Also, Martin, her husband, came to see us for basically aches and pains all over his body, his hip, neck, shoulders, back, ankle. And within a couple months, he said most of his pain was completely gone.
And his hair is darker than mine, so next time I'm going to cut some of his hair and glue it onto my head.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Let's get to our first guest. Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Dr. Elaine and Dr. Tong.
Hi. Sherry is actually a veteran patient of ours. Why don't you give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you first came to see us and why you're back?
Wow, you mean many years ago? Like how many, 13 years ago or something?
Has it been that long? It's been a while.
30? No. You say 30 or 13?
You're dating me if it's 30. Well, I first went to you, I don't know, I was trying to figure out actually how many years, probably about 13 years ago I went to you for the first time, mm-hmm. and I had this big, huge tumor on my leg, mm-hmm. And it was, I had gone to all these other doctors and nobody knew what it was, and they did MRIs and CAT scans, and they said, well, it doesn't look like cancer, it just looks like regular fat tissue, but my leg was swelling up, and I was on Vicodin, and I was just miserable, and so my sister, thank God, she found you on the radio, and she convinced me to come, and I said, I'm not going to any other doctors. I'm not going to do that. And she said, please, Sherry, just give him a chance, because I went to him, and two times I feel so much better. And so I did, thank God, because you saved my life, and you fixed that and that lipoma. You said it was a lipoma, mm-hmm. and you fixed it. It totally went away, and my leg, the swelling all went down, and it was just a miracle.
Not only that, emotionally, how are you?
Yeah, you were depressed.
Sorry, I hate to say this, but I hated doctors. And I.
Who do you think we are?
I know, but oh gosh, I love you so much.
Good.
And my family loves you, and you saved my life. You literally saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so now
but
I love you.
Depressed.
I don't go to doctors unless I need to. You're the doctor I go to.
Yes. But how were you emotionally? You were very depressed.
Yes.
You like to laugh like this all the time, but I never hear you laugh the first couple of times.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, after the first treatment,
after the first treatment, you start laughing, okay? But the first treatment, you were in no mood of laughing or even joking, you know, nothing.
I didn't have any energy at all. I was so bad that I would get up in the morning, and within an hour, I was back in bed. Mm. I just had absolutely no energy, and I really was dying. I really feel like I was dying, and I was ready to go, too. And I had no energy. But then when I went to you, and you didn't just help the tumor. Oh, my gosh. I remember it was at Christmas time, and you were, I was with my daughter shopping, and she was just young, and you remember the story, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Ariel, let's go here. And she go, well, okay. And then I go, oh, let's go in here. And, oh, let's go in here. And then we're on the way home, and I go, oh, let's stop here. And she goes, I'm tired.
But
and
you
she
didn't
was only
buy,
6 years old.
You didn't buy me any Christmas present.
I think I brought you some candy, maybe.
Okay.
So, and then also, so what happened this past time coming back?
Yeah, then
well,
she moved to Las Vegas.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
When did you move to Las Vegas?
9 years ago.
Ah.
Has it been 9 years?
We moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Time flies.
You came back on and off.
I did. I have, yes. Anytime that I've got something, you know, that's blocked or something, I need you, I come down there.
I think
but
you're just
it's
making
been four
up.
Years this time.
I think you're just making up. I think we better stop meeting like this.
So it's been...
Did Mark know that?
It's been 4 years since you've been here?
It has.
Okay.
It has been 4 years.
So what? So what happened this time?
Well, I got this other tumor on my left arm this time, and I got this numbness in my finger about 7 months ago, and I tried chiropractic thinking there was a pinched nerve in my back, and that didn't help, and so then I went to another guy who does really deep tissue massage, and I thought, well, he could massage it out. Well, that didn't work, and so I'm back at Dr. Tong's, Dr. Elaine's, and, you know, so you always help me. But whenever I need it. And so I've had, you know, this pain coming more in my hands. And so I've been there this last weekend or this last week. And you saw me four times this last weekend. And actually the pain is much better. And I was looking at the tumor on my arm here. And it looks like, I have to honestly say this, it looks like it has shrunk.
Really?
It's supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it does look. It
yeah.
does not look like there's as big of indentation on
yeah.
my arm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That there was.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes they shrink right then. If you just like an acute blockage, your tumor will shrink down right then. But yours is still another fatty tumor. You just stay away from dairy product and sugary products.
Yeah. Usually lipoma, there's an issue with the liver, so it's stress related.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Next time when you come back, you will come back. We'll tape you. We'll tape record you so the listener can see the difference.
Yeah.
You don't talk like this. You were so you were so out of it. You were so preoccupied with all your symptoms, tired and painful.
How's your energy now?
All stressed out.
Yeah.
You were all stressed out. Yes.
It's good. Well, you can hear in my voice. I'm back in Nevada this morning because we came back yesterday.
You just
or last night.
No
and
kidding.
And so I've been cleaning my house all this morning, and I've got all this energy. And praise the Lord, I'm so happy, you know. I feel normal.
That is why we need to tape you next time when you first came back so we can see the difference. Because people...
they don't believe it.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. Now, Mark, your husband Mark came to see us too, right, in the past...
He did, but he didn't have a lot of treatments because he was a scaredy cat. Like I said, he is. He's just like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I said, well, here, you're here. We're here down from Nevada. And no, I don't want to go anymore because I'm scared. And so I told him he was scared. Actually, he didn't admit it.
But when he did get the treatment for the knee, it did improve, correct?
It did help, yes. Mm-hmm. It did help. Mm-hmm.
And then tell us a little bit about your daughter.
Oh, Ariel, she loves you.
She loves you.
She goes, you're so lucky you get to go to Dr. Todd.
How old was she when I first treated her?
I think about 4 years ago, wasn't it? I believe it was about 4 years ago.
Yeah, I think she was 15, right?
Yeah, she was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
What was it for? I forgot.
Her breasts were asymmetrical.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
Those are the picture that we cannot show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, that one breast was much smaller than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has that improved?
It did. When Dr. Tong was treating her, it did somewhat improve.
Is bad now?
It goes according to her weight, I believe. Now, when she loses weight, then that she loses a lot of fat in that other breast.
I tell
and
you
then
what.
There more.
You should bring her back now. I am so much better than before. No kidding. I know how to fix it. And whatever to eat is not going to change that. See, I can balance her. Almost 99%. I can tell you this. Really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can fix it. I'm not as good in the past. I'm much, much better now. No kidding.
You were excellent then. So you must be Superman now.
Well, I talk to Dr. Elaine. Almost everybody come in, get better the first time. Last week, a couple weeks ago, we have somebody with macular degeneration. One eye is already gone. The other eye, I don't see so well. With one treatment, I make she see dramatic difference. And second time, a week later, you still improve, and I make further improvements. So even macular degeneration.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of tools now, too.
We have a lot more tools, too.
Grounding, and, you know, we add a lot of things, too. So it helps
this time,
us.
I can really balance her, and so that she doesn't, the problem will not come back.
Yep.
So yesterday, you drove back to Las Vegas, and now you're cleaning in the morning?
Oh, yes. I'm cleaning at my house. I've cleaned most downstairs.
So I think that says a little bit about your energy.
So when can we make a schedule for you to come and clean mine and her house? Let's make an appointment, okay? Drive here, and then you still have energy to clean my house and her house, okay?
Sherry.
Oh, she loves it.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. We always love having you on our show.
Oh, well, thank you. I love you, too, very much. God bless you.
And we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. You, too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. If you're just tuning in right now, we just had on the line with us Sherry from Las Vegas. She came to see us actually about, she says 13 years ago. I'm not sure if it's that long ago, but she came with a huge lipoma tumor, fatty tumor on her leg, her right thigh, measuring 9 by 7 centimeters, causing pain in her leg, numbness. She had CTs, MRIs done. Doctors had no idea what to do. She was on Vicodin. She was miserable. Emotionally, she was depressed. She had no energy. After the first treatment, actually, she was
so much better,
actually, just after one treatment.
She started giggling all the time.
Basically, since then, that has not been a problem. She came back recently because another tumor, a fatty tumor, developed on her left arm, also causing the same numbness in her hands and fingers, severely fatigued, no energy. And she's been had a few treatments this week, and she's already doing much better.
Yeah, she's been coming back maybe once a few years.
Yeah, every few years for a tune-up.
3 to 5 years. So here, you know, for a long-term cure, has to do with how you handle your life stress diet, okay? Now, our treatment does not provide a permanent cure. We restore your health, but you need to learn how to maintain it.
Right.
I spend at least an hour with new patients the first time, telling them how to alkalize and how to balance the heat and cold, and then we provide other devices like grounding and herbs for you to enhance your health.
Yes. And the other thing we really do is we really address emotional issues with our patients every time they're here.
Because it's all emotional.
Because it's all emotional. It's all stressful. And once you know how to deal with it, and once we connect you back together, you know how to deal with things because your situation never changes. It's your perception of it. And that's really how we treat
depression. Every injection, every acupuncture point we inject, we are dumping the emotional trash that the patient, that you
accumulate.
Hold, yeah, you accumulate, hold inside you and not let go. And we just force it out. Yeah, so the next patient, actually, you know, he noticed that we didn't even treat that, okay?
Let's get to our next patient.
Okay,
actually.
Let's go.
Okay, let's welcome our next guest, Juan. Welcome, Juan.
Hi, Juan.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Why don't you give us a little background of why you came back to see us?
Well, let me just give you my background.
From the beginning.
I'm a 40-year-old. Athletic. I do lots of different exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So about 5 years ago, I was having some issues with my fingers.
Okay.
Because I'm a rock climber.
Okay.
So I came to see him, and so I'm about two or three times. I forget it was three. And I got a lot of help. You know, it went away. Mm-hmm. So I stopped going because I thought that was the end of it. Anyways, that was for just my hands and my feet, actually. My feet were kind of hurting at that time as well.
Okay.
And now in March, I was building this treehouse, and, you know, a shoulder pain came back on I was doing the hammering.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see a doctor, and he just gave me some medication. Then I had to get some x-rays and then some blood testing, and I came positive for RA, rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, okay.
So then, you know, then the pain started spreading, like, different places on my joints.
Where? Everywhere?
Yeah, like my shoulders, my elbows, Many different places, my feet. So I waited for about a month before I called Dr. Tong, actually, and when it didn't go away, I called him, and he said, just come in, and we'll go through this again. And so I did. And the first time I actually came in, I was in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And after I left their office, it was like a miracle. I drove home all the way. I live in Burbank, so it's about, with traffic, was about maybe 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was, hot. And I had, I had been driving all March. It was, really bothering me, my wrist, my fingers, just like if I was sitting, I had to be stretching all the time because it was like there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't even do or sit down for too long because I had to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So that day I drove back in traffic and
heat.
Yeah, it was like nothing. Like it had gone away. Like I thought that was it.
Yes.
Well, it's, about a week later I started coming back a little bit, and so I called them back and I go back. Now, to make a long story short, after three treatments that I've done, I mean, the pain's still there, but it's so much tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can work, I can, do the things almost back to normal. But, like he was saying, you need to, catch back to your normal life so I can live again.
Right.
Because if I don't keep going, I think that if I feel better, I think that's the end of it. But I have to just stick with it for a while.
Juan,
with you is actually the emotion.
Right. Actually, why don't you, because you were telling me this when I was treating you the other day, after the first couple treatments, emotionally, how did you feel after the treatments?
Well, it's just like when you walk into your office, the service, you guys, both of you, and everybody, it's just you walk into that office and everything is like the energy in that room. It's like, wow. And
we create what we call feng shui. We adjust the energy. But that is not what really heals you. You feel good in there. What heals you is actually we inject those acupuncture points and dumping all the emotional trash, your heat.
Right.
We make you cooler. We get rid of all the grudges. We get rid of the anger that you held inside you. You're a nice person. You hold all your anger and your problem inside you.
Right, and then it reflects onto your pain.
You
now.
Told me you emotionally. Tell us how you feel emotionally after when you went home the first time.
Well, that's the main thing actually.
Exactly.
It's one. It's not what I went in for. I went in for the pain, but what the results I got were amazing, on the other side, from my well-being. I was, when I was, before I went to see you, I was always I don't want to say depressed. I don't want to use that word, but I guess that's the right word to use.
But, kind of down, right?
Yeah, you're always down.
Real down,
you don't feel like doing anything, or you don't feel like even, there's no... There's no energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's basically what it is. There's no energy to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after the first visit, it was like, wow. Like the next day, the pain started coming back, but my well-being was still there. I was like, I can actually go and do things even though the pain was coming back. I was feeling really good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And also, because my wife, came with me that first day, and she got a treatment too. And I have a short temper, and we get in arguments for silly things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that hasn't happened. It's been almost 2 months.
Oh.
And
yes.
We have, we used to do it at least once or twice a week, at least getting silly arguments for really silly things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it was kind of, I mean, I blame myself because of my short temper. You know, little things happen and then I blow up.
That's the liver, though. So we have to treat your liver, because people who get easily irritable, angry, frustrated, that's from a weak liver.
You're internalizing a lot of your anger from work and from stress in life.
Right.
And then you could not hold it anymore. That's why you let it out on your wife.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, it's not your fault. It's because we need to strengthen
your
liver.
It's our society, you know, it's a government.
Yeah.
But you remember we have a couple, David and
Jackie,
okay?
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
They had an argument. They were going through a divorce.
Well, they were going to. They did.
Going to, okay? But they've gone through all this therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And one treatment, the husband dragged the wife back in, and then both of them have a couple of treatments, and they don't need any more therapy.
Right. It's just dumping your own emotional trash so that you can deal with the everyday stresses of life, because everyone has stress.
Yeah.
You're not the only one, so it's how you deal with it. And even though your pain is better now, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm much better, because I even see the wrist, one of your wrists is not as swollen. And then even by the knee is not as swollen. The right knee is not as swollen either. So slowly things are getting better, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, for what the other doctors, you know, told me, I mean, this was seriously
rheumatoid arthritis. No matter what name they give you, don't get nervous, okay? We don't even need to know it,
Yeah, I mean, it's a manifestation of your emotional issues, you know?
Exactly.
And for you, a lot of it's the stress and the anger and frustration, and even that down feeling, depression, that's all liver, and a lot of Californians have liver issues. You know, we have road rage. We're just under a lot of stress. It costs a lot to live here, you know.
Right.
So that's, you know, but it's so great to hear that you're doing better.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I thank you both, and you're awesome. Everybody, it's like just so great, you know. And like I said, when you walk into that office, you know, I mean, any medical office you walk into, the first thing they ask you is for your insurance card. You know, I'm serious.
That's our second thing we ask you.
We
ask, what's your name, okay? What's your insurance?
How are you?
No, you guys.
How are you? Maybe a third question or fourth question. Then we ask your insurance.
I mean, I want to pay my bills with you guys. You know, it's like, I want, you know, it's, you're not.
You know what
like,
happened?
I want to go pay your
bills. You know what happened when you don't pay the bill? You heard the scream next door, right? You heard the scream next door. Those are the patients who don't pay the bills.
Yeah, no. I mean, that alone, you know, it's like an experience, you know. Yeah. Like, wow.
Well, thanks very much for saying stuff like that.
Yeah. And one thing we need to remind you is for now to just be consistent with your treatments, because the more consistent you are in the beginning, the faster you'll get, and then you won't have to come as often.
Right. Yeah. No, I think you're right, and I will.
Yeah.
And I thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you for
I'm sorry about the inconvenience over here.
Don't even worry. Thank you so
thanks
much for taking
the time. Yes,
yeah. Thank you so much. And we'll see you soon, Juan. Take
thank
care.
You.
Thank
Bye.
You so much. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.